السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Over 4,000 years ago, the story took a place in a desert. In a desert with no inhabitants, no water, no plantations, no tree. A family of a three only, small family, humble family, consists of a father, a mother, and a young baby. They made a story, and that story is everlasting. Millions of people, they relive this story, rehearse this story every year. A father who, at the orders of his Lord, took his family from Palestine and landed بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ in Mecca, no inhabitants. And God said to him, I want you to leave them here and go back. Go back to Palestine. And he trusted God. He had full faith and full trust in his Lord. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. In a valley with no plantation, but in a safer place, عند بيتك المحرم, next to your sacred house. ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة. I want them to connect with you first. If they get connected to you, then I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about their food, their drink, because they are connected to you. ليقيموا الصلاة. This was the request and the prayers of the father for his family. Many of us have families, but I wonder how many of us, when it comes to the safety, welfare, security of our families, we put the prayers number one. How many? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I want them to pray. I want them to get connected to you. Because if they are with their Lord, definitely they are going to be safe. I'm not going to be worried about them. ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم. Make the hearts. أفئدة means hearts and minds of people to be inclined and sympathetic towards them. وارزقهم. And then after that, provide them with food. وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. So they may become grateful and thankful to you. The story started with only three. But look at now, how many millions they flock to that house, to that place, to circumambulate around the house of God. As I am talking to you, people have left Mecca right now. It's Friday evening there. Almost Mecca is empty. People left today, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, going to Mina. This day is Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day where they get their supply of water from Mecca, from Zamzam. They take the water with them to Mina, and then tomorrow morning they leave Mina to Arafat, the day of Arafat, inshallah. Why the story is based on the conduct of only three people? Why we have to repeat this for thousands of years? Because the Quran mentions the reason. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. He raises the foundations of the house. وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. With his son. The father and the son working together. There is another moral in the story. Nowadays we see many fathers and sons and children are departing from each other. They are not with each other. Spiritually, they are separated. Morally, they are separated. Religiously, they are separated. The father is somewhere, and the children are somewhere else. They don't work together. There is no harmony. But this first family, they raised the foundations of the house together. They collaborated and worked together. There was a harmony between them. The father was an example for his children. If a father fails to be an example for his children, he's not a father anymore. The father is not only breadwinner. The main role of the father is a teacher, is a mentor, is a guide, is a reminder, is a spiritual leader, moral leader for his family. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. The secret is here in this sentence. رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, when they built the house, تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Accept what we are doing. We are not doing this for fame, neither for any monetary gain. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. We are doing this only for you, for your love. This house is dedicated to you. تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When their work was dedicated to God and their life is dedicated to God, they became the first family. God said, then what you did today has to be an example for others to do after you. All those who are going to come after you till the day of judgment are going to repeat what you did today. Because they were the first people. Though there are some stories that Adam was the first one who performed pilgrimage. But the real founder of Hajj, Al-Hajj al-Ibrahimi, is related to Ibrahim, attributed to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So after they finished the house, Jibreel came and he showed them their rights. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Show us our rights, what to do after building the house for you. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Jibreel came and he taught them how to circumambulate around the house 7 times. How to run between the two mountains. Because Hajar alayhi salam, this great mother, when she was left alone with a baby, a thirsty baby, She didn't give up. She was running and running, struggling, running to find the water. She did not give up. God says, I don't want you to give up in this life. I want you to continue struggling. If you fail once, twice, three times, it doesn't mean you are a failure. You have to start all over again. You have to continue your struggle, your endeavor. Don't stop. Have hope in God. She never stopped. Seven times after she finished her seventh round between Safa and Marwa, searching for water, then she hears the cry of her son, the laughter of her son. She comes and she finds the water gushes out under his feet. In that desert, for thousands of years, there were no water in that desert. Caravans would not stop in that area because there is no water. More than 4,000 years, my friends, Zamzam water is gushing out. More than 4,000 years. It never receded. It never stopped. So he showed them the tawaf, circumambulation around the Kaaba, and the sa'i, the march between Safa and Marwa, and other rites. And it became an example for us. Imagine only three people established the Hajj, the Abrahamic Hajj, Al-Hajj al-Ibrahimi. Why? Because they were dedicated. They were sincere. They were true to their cause. They worked for the sake of God. And if we work for the sake of God, we become an example too, my friends. We become an example. The father, the mother, and the children have to dedicate their life to serve God. In our capacity, we are not prophets or messengers. We are ordinary people, but we can become example for others. Dedicate everything you do for the sake of God. Your livelihood, your job, your work, your school, your relationship, your thoughts, your movements has to be dedicated for God. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When he finished, he stood. God said to him, now I want you to climb Abu Qubays, Mount Abu Qubays, Jabal Abi Qubays. So he went to the mountain and God said to him, now invite people to come. Ibrahim said, God, where are people? I don't see anyone. It's only me, my wife, and my son here in this desert. There are no people around. God said to him, your job is to go and call, raise your voice. And my job is to deliver your message to the hearts and the minds of the people in the future. So he went to the mountain and he stood and he screamed, أيها الناس هلم الحج. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Declare this pilgrimage so people can come. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. He was alone at the top of the mountain when he called, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ هَلُمُّ الْحَجِّ. Oh people, come. I'm inviting you to come. You know what you do when you go to Hajj and Umrah? The first thing you do after beginning your ihram? What do you say? Do you remember? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. You are answering, here I am. You invited me more than 4,000 years ago. I am here, my Lord. I am here to answer and respond to your invitation. My friends, those of you who love to go to Hajj and they could not make it for some reason, we have an assurance from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that those of you whose hearts and minds are there now in the Masha'ir, in Mecca, in Mina, in Arafat, Allah is going to send an angel to to perform the Hajj on your behalf, Niyaba. That angel is going to perform the Hajj on behalf of those who really truly love to go, but for some reasons, sometimes financial, sometimes family, sometimes job, sometimes political reasons, they could not go. They could not go to Hajj. Allah will send an angel to perform the Hajj on their behalf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ